This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Spoiler alert! What Did You Watch This Week is a candid discussion about recent movies and TV shows, and it may contain spoilers if you haven't watched them yet. Listen at your own risk.
Welcome to episode 121. That's a 1-2-1. What did you watch this week? My name's Mike.
My name's Joe.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
I didn't watch much this week.
Yeah?
No. We last recorded on Saturday.
Yes.
And I was off Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I did family stuff, and I did watch some Orange is the New Black with the wife. And then I had to catch up on wrestling. Because the G1 Climax ends this weekend. So... And then I had...
I should say so.
I had a double on Monday,
mm-hmm.
and then I had a double on Tuesday.
Okay.
Wednesday, I did not have a double, but that's funny. And then Thursday, I had a double. And then Friday, I went to wrestling with my children, and the evil Russian, quote, fingers, because he's Canadian, made my daughter cry.
Oh.
She told him, she screamed, "I hate you." He called her a pig.
Mm.
But he did so in a way of, like, he made a face and... went, pig, like, clearly, you know, dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
She cried. I laughed. And I got a Facebook friend request from him today.
Nice.
That's the funniest part. And so we're at Chick-fil-A today, and I get to, that's when I go, hey, I got a Facebook request from someone. I'm like, I don't know who this is, but we have 14 mutual friends. And then I look and I realize who it is.
Because he probably wasn't going by the...
Right, yeah. Friends. So I tell my wife... And she goes, "Oh, that's funny." And then Addison goes, "You got a Facebook favorite, you know, friend request from him?" I go, "She goes, you tell him no, 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 you tell him no." And Kanan's like, "No, Dad, accept it." Like, my kids are polar opposites.
Well, yeah, and you know, brothers and sisters like to
right. But it was just funny. So, anyways, and then today we had a family adventure day. So, I haven't had time to watch a lot of stuff, but I have watched some stuff.
You need to get yourself a job where you can watch TV at work.
I do have one, sorta.
Oh,
I watch TV on overnights. However, the G1 Climax from New Japan Pro Wrestling has been on. It's like a 17-day, 18-day tournament, and there's like 3-hour shows every time. And it's concluding this weekend, and then I'll have some time where I won't be watching.
Why'd you put that emphasis like that?
Weekend.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about. It's like, do you want some cool whiff? But I did watch some stuff. So Wednesday, I'm going, oh, it's a normal day for me. I don't have to go in early. I just go my normal time. It's going to be awesome. After having the double Monday, Tuesday, and then knowing I had one Thursday. So Wednesday night, we're watching Orange is the New Black. And then I look at my phone. It's 8 o'clock. We've watched one episode. It's 8 o'clock. I'm like, oh, I got time. You want to watch another one? She's like, yeah. So we watched a second episode, and then now it's a little after 9, so I start getting ready for work so I can be there for, you know, 11. And literally as I'm walking down the hallway at work, I'm doing the walking with the fingers. I realize I'm on 10s. So I was supposed to be in at 9 o'clock.
And nobody called you?
Nobody noticed or called me. So I walk in. Hey, how's it going? Pretty good, dude. No one says anything. I put my bags down, log into the computer. So I go see Dee Dee to go turn myself in, the supervisor. And I go, hey, I just want to let you know this is what happened. She's like... Okay, and I go, I'm on 10s this week. She's like, no, you're not. I go, yeah, I'm on 10s. She's like, it's Wednesday. You wouldn't be starting your 10s on a Wednesday. Like, I go, yeah, I know. I worked the last 2 days. Well, why didn't you come in? Didn't you come in at 9 the last 2 days? I go, no, Didi. I came in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon the last 2 days. And she goes, oh, what would you do? I watched the TV shows with my wife. She's like, hi, don't worry about it. But, like, no one noticed. No one called. No, nothing. So,
hey.
I'd like to think if I wasn't there for 11, someone would be like, what's wrong with Mark?
Right, right, right. Yeah, so. they definitely notice at that point.
But. Anyhow.
Well, after last week's berating by you, I made sure this week I didn't watch as much. so that you wouldn't be quite so upset. But I said, oh, I've watched plenty. And you were like, oh, great.
I don't think I sighed first. I think I just went, great.
No, there was definitely an exhalation of mass quantities of air.
Well, I wasn't trying.
So I made sure this week I toned it back so that I wouldn't like bring too much to the table.
Well, I appreciate
so that. Cut into
you
your
Put a lot of pressure on me to watch shows.
Well, I did put pressure on you to watch one movie, so, but we'll get to that.
You did?
Yeah. I literally sent you a message and said, before we record this week, watch Mom and Dad on Hulu.
I did not do it.
And you said, 10-4.
I didn't do it.
I can't even speak right
now. Do you want to pause, go watch the movie, and then come back and talk about it?
Nope. I'll hold it till next week.
I'm sorry.
I cannot believe it. I mean, I was happy because I watched it on like Monday and sent you the message right then. I'm like, I'm giving him a whole week.
I know. I'm sorry.
I am setting him up and saying, it's not like I said, hey, I'll be over in 2 hours. Fill it with this. I was like, wide open. Softball. I lobbed it underhanded. Just like,
I did work a lot of overtime this week.
Yes. Yes, you did.
That's my excuse I'm going with. Not that I'm a shitty friend.
You watched a lot of wrestling. Surely you could have carved an hour and a half out of that. But that's okay.
My apologies. I will assure you I will view this film prior to next week's episode.
If you don't, we're done.
Yeah, that's it?
We're pulling the plug.
After 20-something years?
Just no, done? No. After 122 episodes, we're fucking done.
I'll watch it. What else did you watch?
This is starting out real well. So I finished Voltron.
Okay.
Because they had 6 seasons up there, and I finished the 6th season and went, wow, that was heavy. Like, it ended heavy. But they brought a lot of new stuff up, introduced some new ideas, and basically, like, seasons can end on cliffhangers, or seasons can end on, like, whoa, this is rough. This one ended on, like, a all hope is lost kind of thing. Like, this one really, really pulled no punches. And then this past Friday, yesterday, season 7 dropped.
Oh, Jesus.
So I binged that today.
How many episodes in a season?
I think the first season's like 5 or 6 episodes, and then the second season might be that much. But like by the end here, 6 and 7 were both 13 each.
And how long are they?
20 minutes, 25 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
But holy God, it's such a good show.
What would you call the age level, age appropriateness for this?
I would go anywhere from small child, like 2-year-old,
all the way
up to my age. Oh, yeah. Because there's no blood.
Yeah.
There's violence.
Yeah.
There's definitely violence. There's some things dealing with, like, severed limbs here and there.
Oh, wow.
But it's, again, there's no blood, there's no tissue, there's no sinew. I mean, you remember Voltron as a kid.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's the same level of violence as that.
All right.
You know?
I was just curious. Well, the way you're describing how heavy it was, I didn't know if they had, like, this is definitely a teenager and higher type thing.
No. Just more like, you know, oh, my God, how are they going to get out of this kind of thing? But it introduces a lot of grown-up type concepts as well, you know? Family dynamics, being away from home for too long, psychological trauma. So there's a lot in there for adults as well. I really, really like this show, and I've really been enjoying it. And like I said, I'm kind of bummed because today I sat there and I binged all 13 episodes while I was playing a game, and I'm just like hooked on it. And then it ended, and I'm like, oh, crap. Now when's season 8 going to be out? You know, it's probably going to be like 2 months from now. Because that's how Netflix Voltron works, apparently.
Are they really pumping them out with that much frequency?
Yeah. It's only been out for like 2 years, 3 years. You're going to fact check me, aren't you?
Well, no, I'm curious.
I was shocked to hear that it was at 6 seasons. I didn't think that I had been watching it that long. Mike's looking it up on his computer. That's why there's dead space.
Sorry. Well, no, I am looking it up. You're correct. You're absolutely correct. Toys.
Do not attempt to adjust the volume on your listening device.
Well, what else did you watch besides Voltron?
A few other things.
Like what? Well, like I got nothing to bring to the table today, okay? I got Castle Rock. I got Orange is the New Black. That's it.
Oh, wow.
I got a little bit of news.
Reverie had its finale.
The series will come to an end after season 8.
What? Voltron's coming to an end after 8?
Yeah, season 8. The series is coming to an end. Holy crap, you're right. I mean, they had the first season came out June 2016. Season 2, January 2017. Season 3, August 2017. Season 4, October 2017.
So they're really rapid fire.
And then Season 5 came out in March of this year. Season 6 came out in June of this year. And Season 7 came out in August of this year.
So they apparently are like...
Yeah, I mean...
So yeah, I'll give them 2 months.
8 seasons in 2 years, or 3 years.
No, 2 years. 2016 or 2018.
16, 17, 18. Oh, no, it's only been just over 2 years. June 2016.
Right, June to June.
To August, yeah.
So, yeah, it's just over 2 years.
Just over 2 years, they've pumped out 7 seasons.
Yeah, and they're going to have an 8th one probably by the end of the year.
Most likely. And it's 65 episodes so far between the 7 seasons.
Isn't that ridiculous?
It is. But, yeah, it's just amazing to see. I can't think of another show they've pumped out that fast.
I can't either.
That's cool. Anyways, you finished up Reverie.
Yeah, Reverie had its finale. Probably its series finale.
Oh, it didn't stick with you, did it?
No, no. I really think that they're not going to get renewed. It was okay. The show had a limited run anyway. You know, there was only so much they could do with it. And
it's not Quantum Leap.
No.
She's not leaping from life to life to put right what once went wrong.
And hoping each time that the next leap
will be the leap home.
Right. Really isn't. But it was a decent. It really felt though like the finale was. It could have been a series finale. You know, they had one little twist at the end where they finally go live. You know, they did this whole thing where the guy who set up the Reverie with her, he built Reverie with her. He wanted to burn it to the ground because he was afraid of its applications getting out of hand and such. And so he like made his own thermite and was trying to burn the place down. They got that put out pretty quickly. It was a little ridiculous, but they go live and they, you know, launch it to the world. And as they launch it to the world, Mohinder there comes over to Sarah Shine's character and he shows her a tablet. And he's like, look at you. And she's like, what? And he goes, that's you inside Reverie. And she goes, but I'm standing right here. And he's like, but it says you're inside Reverie. And then we see the woman who created it, the Asian girl there.
Sure, sure.
She got kidnapped by that guy who set it up with her and locked inside this building that looked like an old school that he had burned down because he was a psychopath, it turns out. He burned his school down. So she was locked in there. Sarah Shai went in there, got her out. So now we see the halls of that school again and the chalk that she had been using to mark the doors that she had checked. And there's like chalk scribbles everywhere. And then you see like this twisted version of her character walking around. And like there's glitches in her. Like she's part of the, like part of her state inside Reverie. And so they could have been setting it up for more. I don't think there's going to be any more. I think it's really canceled, which I'm fine with.
Yeah, it doesn't break my heart, obviously, because I stopped watching it.
Did you... silly question, but did you end up watching any of The Sinner?
Oh, I did watch the first episode.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right. I watched the first episode, and this is... I watched it at home because, like, I do watch TV at work sometimes, and some stuff I can watch at work.
Yep.
And then some stuff you can't. If you have to pay attention to it, like, you can never watch Lost at work.
Right.
You got to pay attention to what's going on. Or if I really like the show. So I watched the first episode at home.
Mm-hmm.
And quite truthfully, I haven't had a chance to watch any more, like I talked about. Because when I have had time to watch TV at home, I'm watching TV with the wife.
Right.
But I remember watching the trailers or the previews or whatever you want to call it, commercials for this when it first was coming on. And I was like, I don't care about that. It looks like crap.
Yep.
And then as I'm watching the episode, I'm like, whatever. But then as it got kind of near the end, the meat and potatoes of it, during the investigation, that's when it got interesting.
Yeah.
I like the fact that the detective there, what's his name?
Bill Pullman.
Bill Pullman, yeah. I think I would have liked Michael Shannon in that role for whatever reason.
I could have seen that.
Yeah. But I really like the fact that he just didn't want to accept that she murdered the guy. She confessed to it. To him was like, yeah, but why? And everyone's like, oh, it doesn't matter why. The prosecutor, we got our confession. She'll go to jail. He's like, no, No, I got to know why. Because he's almost doing, like, the behavioral analysis part of it.
Right.
And everyone else is like, who gives a shit? Let's wrap this up.
Slam dunk.
Yeah, and he's more like, no, no, women don't do this. If they, you know, this is... And so then they start talking to, like, his friend. When they talk to his friend, and his friend's like, come on, her boyfriend came over and stopped her. You were closer. Why didn't you do anything that... And it's because... He goes, because when he during the attack, you know, like, he grabbed her arm. And he's way stronger than her. There's no way he couldn't have stopped her. But the way he looked at her, it's like he knew who she was.
Mm.
And he pulled his hand away, and it's almost like he let her do it.
Mm.
And when I saw that, I was like, well, I gotta go back and watch that. I want to go back and watch that scene and see right. if that happened. And it did.
Yep.
So it kind of, I'm not saying like, it didn't hook me enough that I had to, you know, lose sleep to watch right. it. But it hooked me enough that I'm like, I got to watch this. Mm-hmm. I got to finish it out. Because it looked damn interesting. So, yeah, and you were right. They drop an F-bombs all the time.
Mm-hmm. And, that was a pretty brutal kill.
That was. And it wasn't, it was brutal, but it wasn't like over-the-top Evil Dead bloody.
Right.
It was like realistic bloody.
Yeah. Like stab wounds going in and coming out. Like that slorp. And,
yeah, it was, yeah. And the way she went at him, and then the guy didn't die straight away. Because,
with that little tiny knife.
But that's all it takes.
Yeah.
You know, if you cut an artery or whatever. And so it was, I don't know. It was interesting. It was a lot more interesting than I thought it was going to be. And I do look forward to watching the rest. But I had, like, there's a couple of things like that. Like, there was another interview we did with somebody else. It didn't stand out in my mind as much. But it was like, well, you know, she looked like, oh, it was the boyfriend. Something she said to him before she walked out, or while she was walking away.
The husband?
Yeah, not the boyfriend, the husband. Yeah. Yes, her husband. It was something that she said to him mm-hmm. as he was walking away. And he's like, so it just, you know. It,
right.
Yeah, so it was, I can't remember what it was off the top of my head, but it was cool. It was. I look forward to watching the rest.
I watched the first episode of this second season.
That's right, it was coming right out.
Yeah, they've had three episodes so far. And, damn.
Yeah?
Like the first episode, just like with you, it didn't, like, drill me. I wasn't like, I've got to watch all this. I was anticipating seeing more. And as I got more of the story, that's what kept me going.
Yep.
So I was in the same boat as you. But, boy, the first episode of the second season, it starts off the same way. Like, you just see this family who's driving out somewhere. Right. You know, they're talking about they're going somewhere.
So, I'm sorry, is Bull Pullman is the collective that keeps us together based on he's investigating something?
Yep.
Okay.
He gets called into this one because the girl who just made detective, her dad is friends with Bill Pullman. Okay. And she remembers from back in the day, she grew up with him.
Okay.
She's like, hey, could you come have a second set of eyes on this? And he agrees in the first episode to come out. He says, I'm only going to be here for a day. But the same kind of thing happens where he's like, I think I might stick around for a little while. But it's just, it's a family, and they're talking about going on a trip, you know, and dad and mom seem like they're a little bit tense, a little bit at each other's throats,
yep.
and, you know, as is going to happen on a family road trip. And something happens, their tire blows out or something. Something breaks in their car,
right.
and they end up parking it in, like, an orchard, and they're like, well, I saw a place that we can go, a hotel up the road. They go to the hotel and, you know, they sleep and the boy's not comfortable. He's like, I want to go home. And they're like, well, come on, you know, just. And then the next day, dad takes him to the breakfast buffet and he's like, hey, check this out. And leaves him there and comes back to see mom. And she's like, you left our son there? And he's like, yeah, you know, he's going to be okay. And she's like, oh, my God, why would you do that?
Oh, it's a son?
Yeah.
How old is he, I mean?
13.
Okay, he's 13.
Yeah. And so she's all nervous, and you're like, oh, they're going to turn this into a kidnapping thing. No, the kid shows up, you know, because mom and dad then start having sex because they're like, you know, we got a hotel room, and they're just like kind of turned on, and they start having
sex. They go from being worried about their child to just banging.
Yep.
It's an interesting segue.
It is.
I look forward to seeing how they pull that one off.
But it's also like, this is not like Cinemax sex. This is like, we're both standing here, and I'm just going to pull up your skirt, and we're just going to... So it looked very realistic.
Right, sure.
Again. And the kid comes along, and he's got two cups of coffee, and he, like, stops outside the door, and he hears, you know, the, oh, oh. So he, like, kicks the door, and he's like, hey, I'm here. And they, oops, sorry. And he brings him in the coffee, and dad's going to take a shower, and mom's doing her hair. And the next thing you know, they both start seizing and choking and gasping, and they both die. And the boy kind of like poses them and like arranges them and puts a blanket over them. And the next thing you know, the cops come out there and they find him out in the woods, standing behind a tree. And he's not catatonic, but he's not really talking to them. And Bill Pullman, right in the first episode, identifies these flowers that grow nearby. And he's like, but you already know that if he holds it out to the kid and the kid's like, whoa. He's like, yeah, I figured you wouldn't want to touch those because, see, you get a rash like this. And he has this rash on his wrist. He goes, that's what happens when you touch them. But you already knew that, didn't you? That's why you knew to grind it up and put it in their coffee and it would kill them. And he's like, yeah. So now we've got a child who's just murdered his parents.
Now, without ruining anything,
right.
I imagine, so don't confirm any of this.
Okay.
I imagine there's some sort of whatever that happens in the first one that somehow links this. Because it's called Sinner.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes me think there's some sort of demonic, possibly. Maybe okay. I'm way off base. I don't know. But I'm interested to see what happens. Now hearing that, I'm like, oh, I wonder what the connection is. Well, I feel like there's got to be a connection other than just he oh, and apparently this is an anthology series because it's a different story for the new season.
Right. But we did get to see a few flashbacks of the boy being scolded by a woman who might have been like a nanny or something, mm-hmm. you know, and she'd be telling, he's like drawing these very intricate but very dark drawings, and she'd tell him things like, you know, she's telling him how to like act around people, mm-hmm. how to like be more open and basically fool people into thinking that he's okay. And then at the very end of the episode, she shows up at the hotel, mm-hmm. the nanny woman, and she wants to know where the boy is because she says she's his mother. So, and that's the only rundown that I'm going to give you at this point, because that's the first episode.
I think you need to stop.
Yep. That's
gonna, I want to watch this
that's
season.
That's going to hook you in.
And then I want to somehow watch the second season.
Yep. But yeah, I definitely approve of this show, and I'm really excited to see what else happens.
Nice.
Yeah. So how was Orange is the New Black?
Gosh, how many episodes are we in?
5.
Orange is the New Black?
Oh. Go ahead.
There's 5 of Castle Rock.
Yes.
They dropped, you know, the Orange is New Black, they dropped that whole season on there. Let's see here. What season? We're on season number...
11,
yeah. No, so far it's interesting. I mean, they're in, again, that first season, that first episode of this season, not interesting at all, in my opinion. But so far it's very good right now. Let's see. Oh, we've watched 8 episodes now.
Oh, wow. And how many are there?
There's 13.
Okay.
And it is kind of weird, though, that they're not in the they call it day camp on there, but it's the minimum security prison. Mm-hmm. They're not in there anymore, and now, like, all the characters that we've gotten to know have been divided. And the new prison, they have cell blocks, and I think it's... I feel like there's 4, but they only focus on C and D, and then there's sub-block B, which they call Florida, because it's like neutral ground. Like, C and D hate each other, and they've hated each other for 30 years. And if you get put on sub-block D, you automatically hate C no matter what.
Wow. That seems very juvenile.
It's gangs.
Oh, yeah.
It's like each sub-block is its own gang, and then inside that gang, you have your division of gangs and everything.
So like, basically, like, if you're a new prisoner and you get put into C... You're just part of that gang.
Yes.
You don't get to choose if you don't like their rhetoric or anything.
Right.
You're just...
Exactly. Wow. You're part of that group. So
that sucks.
You can keep to yourself, and that's fine. You don't have to join one of the sub-gangs, but you better not talk to anybody else or else. Like, don't talk to anyone in D, period.
Okay.
Like, they don't even eat together. They don't They don't eat together. They have yard time together,
mm-hmm.
but they wear different color uniforms. So, like... D is tan or brown, and C is like navy blue, and then B is like a light pink, practically.
Hmm.
But yeah, they're not allowed to interact with each other outside, technically. But it's kind of interesting because they've divided up all the characters that you used to see together. Even like people that were like, I don't know, like Black Cindy and Tasty and Suzanne, they were always friends together in the last seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that.
So, Suzanne's been put in Florida because she's got mental health issues. And then, like, you know, like Tasty and Cindy, they're both in C block together. But, like, you know, or D block. I don't know, D block or whatever it is. But, like, so but a lot of characters have been split up into different blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the same guards have come back, and some of them are dealing with PTSD issues, and some just don't seem to care. And then, so there's a lot of returning characters, and then they've introduced quite a few new ones. Really only four major new characters, and a lot of sub newer ones or whatever, but it's different. It's interesting. It's very interesting. Chapman's getting out soon in this. I think she has 9 months to go.
Oh.
And now, and she's talking about, oh, I think I'm going to write a memoir about my experiences in jail. Cause I think
maybe Netflix will buy the series.
So that's where kind of where they're at. So I don't know if there's going to be, I think I heard they'd signed on for at least one more season. But, yeah, okay, so it has been renewed for a seventh season. And I would, all intents and purposes, if Chapman doesn't get out at the end of this season, I would imagine she'll get out at the end of next season. But she's become such a non-priority character on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think she's still technically the lead, but she's definitely not the most interesting character.
Gotcha.
And there's plenty of episodes where there's more interesting things going on. But it's kind of weird because in the flashback episodes in this season, unlike the past seasons, you get a flashback of that episode of that person, how they got in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And now in this season, you're getting flashback episodes, but you're not seeing how they got in prison. Some of them you're getting like a moment in their life.
Okay.
But it's the flashbacks are taking up the episode, if you will. Or in the case of some of the, like, we've had flashbacks of like a couple of the new characters. But again, it's just a moment in their life. We don't know how they got to prison or what they did.
Okay.
So that's kind of different. Because I remember at the end of one, I was like, wait a second. Did we ever find out how she got here?
Hmm.
So they kind of mixed that up a little bit.
Okay.
And I don't know if they're trying to keep it fresh or whatever. But, you know, I don't know if you feel the same way I do, but I think you do. Where shows just can't keep their steam anymore like they used to.
Oh yeah,
getting deep. Like I think now you're seeing like, you know, five seasons is probably the max for a lot of shows.
Yep.
And then those
we're talking to you, Supernatural.
Say those that have gone long, Criminal Minds.
Yeah,
I haven't watched it at all this season. But like anything, like I don't know. I just people don't watch TV like they used to. They consume it in multiple different ways, and they're used to the short seasons now. Mm-hmm. The 13. They're used to binge watching stuff. And they're not used to, you know, that weekly sit down to watch TV like they used to, in my opinion. However, Roseanne did kind of prove that people could get into sitcoms again because mm-hmm. that thing got monster ratings.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad it got canceled because I enjoyed it.
Right.
But anywho, yeah, it's a really good season so far this year.
Good.
I like it.
I've been watching a show in the background on Hulu.
Yeah?
Called Alone Together. It's got two comedians, Benji and Esther.
Okay.
I used to see Esther a lot on At Midnight. It's okay. It's got Crystal Lee in it.
I feel like...
Which I like them.
What's the plot?
It's these two, I say kids, but they're like in their 20s. And they're millennials. And they're trying to navigate living in like LA.
Yes, I did read that. And I think just reading it made me go,
eh. Yeah, it's definitely something for in the background. I do not condone any of their behavior. I do not enjoy most of the plots.
I was going to say, well, that's a Freeform show. So, I mean, but yeah. After Cloak and Dagger, I'm like, I don't want to just dismiss it immediately.
I got a message out of the blue tonight from my friend Kelly, and she's like, hey, I just started watching this new show, and I wanted to see if you approved of it or not. It's called Cloak and Dagger. I'm like, it's fucking great. I fucking love that show. She's like, oh, so it's good? And I was like, yes, it's phenomenal. It's like my favorite show of the summer. Oh, so this is really good.
You didn't throw in there, why don't you listen to our show? You'd know that.
Oh, no.
Speaking of that real quick, I just want to take a step back. The title of the movie, I couldn't think of the name of last week, the sci-fi movie.
Oh, yes.
Beyond Skyline.
Yes.
Martin messaged me and pointed that out to me.
Yep. He also said that he really liked Extinction as well.
Oh, yes, yes. So,
which, it is a good movie.
Right.
If you get around to it.
I'll try.
Just saying.
Okay.
It's a lot of good stuff.
It's in my queue. All right?
Hmm?
It's in the queue.
Good. That's a good thing.
What else you got, John?
I'm really surprised by this, but I watched tonight, just before I came over here, the first two episodes of the second season of Shut-Eye. And I'm surprised because you were the one that turned me on to Shut-Eye in the first place.
It's back?
Yeah. It's It's been back for quite a while, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, months and months. Like, check your thing, but I'm pretty sure that it's been back for months and months.
Why didn't I watch that?
I don't know.
That's the one with
Michael from Burn Notice.
Yep. I can't think of his name. I always remember him as being the crazy guy from the Blair Witch
Donovan. 2. Jeffrey Donovan?
Yeah, Jeffrey Donovan.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Dude, it came out in 2017.
Okay, so yeah, months and months and months.
December 2017, they all dropped.
Nice. Yeah, so we've had it for 9 months. Whoops.
I feel like I had to have started watching it and then just for whatever reason stopped.
It's been so long since I watched the first season that the recap that they did in the beginning, which was only maybe a minute and a half long, just wasn't enough. But yeah. I did pick right back up into it. It's a good show.
Okay.
The first two episodes have been really solid.
Yep.
There's still a lot going on. It's definitely, like you said about Sinner, it's one of those shows you can't really, like, watch in the background. You have to pay attention.
Yeah.
Because there's so many family members, there's so many different things going on, and you really have to kind of, you know, when they talk about White Tony or, you know, I just watched it and I can't even think of the name. But anyway, there's a lot of different people in there, and there's a lot of stuff going on. So, yeah, I've been enjoying it. I'm looking forward to watching the rest of this season.
Okay. That's hilarious. I had to have started watching it and stopped for some reason.
I don't think that you did, because we never talked about it. Like, you never said, oh, I'm so excited that this is back or anything like that. I remember it popping up on Hulu and being like, oh, I'll get to that eventually. And then tonight I was like, well, you know what? Now could be eventually.
I've watched the first 5 episodes of Castle Rock.
Yep.
It's interesting. Like,
it's a lot of syllables for the word slow.
It is. This is definitely a slow build.
Yeah.
But they're having stuff happen in it that's just like, what is that?
Yeah.
Like the prison guard.
Mm.
Just starts killing everyone.
Yeah. Like, why?
Yeah.
Like he had seen that, the monitors where he saw them, like he thought right. He saw people killing, so he ran out there with his gun drawn. That was a while ago,
right? But apparently he was seeing the future and he was seeing what he was going to do.
Yeah,
because that's essentially what happened, you know? He was getting ready to he wanted to leave the prison, it seemed like.
He didn't just want to leave the prison. He basically wanted to burn it down. Like,
right.
He wanted to talk about the atrocious working conditions and what they were doing to the prisoners.
And then when the lawyer decided, hey, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm just going to get him his deal and get him out of here because I kind of got to go.
Yeah.
And he instead went and killed everybody,
mm-hmm.
killed a bunch of people, and then goes like, I want to testify.
He shows up in the lawyer's office.
Yeah. It's like, well, no, in the warden's office.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to testify.
Yeah.
Because he had said that he wanted to testify, the lawyer was helping him build the right. case, and then he was just like, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. And the guy's like,
the hell you won't.
Yep.
And then one of the other guards came in and killed him with a shotgun blast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After throwing in the
right.
grenade.
Yeah, the stun grenade. And so now, and then.
You thought that was going to be the focus, but then right. this 5th episode.
Yeah, nope. No. Then his mom just jumps off a bridge in the middle of a award ceremony or a recognition ceremony or something.
Which, that was a very Stephen King moment, too, because it started off with, like, he's, you know, Lance Henriksen, who, God. Like, some people pass away, and you're like, oh, no. When he passes away, it's going to be like, good for him. I mean, he's done a lot of work, but, man, he looks like he's barely hanging on there.
Good
so,
for him. That's
so,
funny.
He's up there accepting his award, and then that Rottweiler starts barking.
That's Scott Glenn.
That's Scott Glenn? Wow. They look an awful lot alike.
Yeah, it's Scott Glenn.
All right. Well.
But still.
It'll still be good
for him.
Anyway. So, yeah. Wow. Huh. That's weird. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so he's up there, and he's accepting. They dedicated a bridge to him. They put a plaque on there because, you know, he's been awesome for this town and he's been a great sheriff. And then that Rottweiler starts barking in the middle of it. So you've got the whole audio of him kind of giving his little lackluster speech, you know, I will hopefully leave this place a better place than I found it in. And then you've got the dog barking and then Sissy SpaceX like, oh, she doesn't like the dog barking. And then, like you said, she just gets up.
On the bridge and just jumps.
Yep.
And then her son just jumps after her.
Yep. So obviously there was water down there.
Yeah. And I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
Well, earlier in the episode, he had been setting up all the security stuff around the house so that they know if she walked outside or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was going to say Lance Henriksen again. The sheriff there was, you know, proving about her level of dementia because he gave her the chess set.
Yes.
As a gift.
Right.
You know, the one that was sitting on the table.
Right.
He just wrapped it up and said, oh, I knew you'd like this. But you could see the pain in his eyes. Like, he's like,
right. Trying to show how bad she is.
Yeah.
And how she needs to stay here and not go put into a new environment she's not familiar with, like Texas.
Yeah.
And then the neighbor girl, the realtor, who has, like, psychic visions.
Mm.
And she's at the, you know, every time she's close to Henry, she just loses it somehow.
Right. Things go all wonky.
Yeah. So she's on the live morning TV show, local show, and then she starts ranting about the stuff at the prison and the you know, Bill Sarsgaard's character, or whatever.
Yes.
Who's been held in by the warden or whatever. And then now the new warden basically kicks him loose. Oh, get out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
You're gone. Bye.
Yep.
And so now they're trying to find a place to put him. And then you see his interaction with the sheriff, Scott Glenn's character, where he basically knew he was there. He knew he was being held in the prison because he did a vehicle stop.
Yeah.
Warden over.
That was
heard the kid in the trunk, opens the trunk, and this is 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Sees him in there and then trusted the warden that the warden was putting in.
The warden told him he had the devil in his car.
That God told him to put this kid away out of sunlight so no one will see him.
Yep. And never let him see the light of day again.
Yeah. And then
Alan trusted him.
Yeah. For whatever reason, he trusts him.
And he says that. He's like, I don't know why I did, but I did.
And Alan Pangborn even says, you haven't aged in 30 years. You look exactly the same. Which makes you know there's something.
Right.
We already know there's something unique about him.
Yeah.
Now there's something very unique about him. And then, to boot, the psychic friend, she's like, there's something wrong about him. Everyone puts off an energy, a certain vibe, a certain thing that's there. It's like a frequency. He's not putting anything off.
Yeah.
So.
And then we've got Jane Levy's character, who just seems to be throwaway right now.
Yeah.
There's like, what is her purpose?
I don't know. I haven't figured it out.
In this episode, it was to sit there and smoke weed in the car while talking to him about how she named herself after this guy that her parents didn't like. And
yeah.
Now, but her real name is like Denise or something like that. Or Debbie.
Yeah.
And basically that's her whole character arc. Like, I don't even care. Yeah. I'm assuming something's going to come up later on.
It's a lot different. The series is a lot different than I thought it was going to be.
Yep.
Not saying I dislike it. I am saying that I kind of wish it was just an anthology series where each hour is like a standalone supernatural tale about something in Castle Rock. And that the Castle Rock is what linked them together. Almost like, you know, the Rod Serling host or Twilight Zone or whatever.
Crypt Keeper or
something like that, yeah. Or even like in one of my old shows I liked a lot, Nightmare Cafe, where each episode was a different story, but you had Frank and I can't think of her name. I want to say it doesn't matter. But you had the two people that worked at the diner plus Robert Englund's character. And each week was a new story that was supernaturally involved that people would get drawn to this diner. And you never saw it?
Nope.
It was only 6 episodes back in, I think, 92. I enjoyed it a lot when it was on. But anyways, that was more of a, like, the cafe is what bound everything together, but each week was a different story. And that's what they could have done with Castle Rock. The town binds everything together. Maybe some key characters.
Yeah.
But it's a new story.
I would like that. Yeah. That's what I was hoping for.
Honestly. That's what I thought it was going to be. I mean, the trailer really led me to believe that's what it was going to be. So,
you mentioned Robert Englund. I wanted to bring this up real quick. He recently did an interview. I don't know if you saw this, but they talked to him about rebooting Friday the 13th and his thoughts.
Nightmare
on Elm Street. He had a unique idea. I don't know how it would really play because, you know, the whole story behind Freddy Krueger was, you know, that the parents of the community locked him in the boiler room and he died and sought revenge on them. But his thought was have multiple different actors play Freddy Krueger because it should be unique to each person's nightmare.
That's That's interesting.
That's kind of solid, right? I mean, yeah. I know that he's, like, shape-shifted into, like, spiders and snakes and stuff like that. But I could see, like, if you made it, like, a TV series or something like that, you know, have Freddy Krueger be more like an evil entity that just, you know, you'd always have the fedora and the sweater, but maybe, you know, just have some different actors doing their own takes on it.
Okay. I like that.
I could like that. It was just him talking, but...
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think that's all that I watch for shows.
I've watched a few more episodes of Happy Endings, actually, at work in the background, whatever. It's funny.
It's great.
It's a great show. It's really, really funny. It kind of makes me go, I really miss Eliza Coop
mm-hmm.
in a comedy role. I mean, I liked seeing her on, I like seeing her naked on the show on Hulu. I can't remember which one she was on. I'll just say it that way.
Okay.
But. That was more of a dramatic
right.
type, whatever. I'm missing her in this kind of like over the top comedy role. The secret language between her and her sister was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got into fights with my ex over Eliza Cuthbert before.
Debating if she's attractive or not?
No, oh. I wasn't allowed to find her attractive.
I realize that now. I apologize. I forgot what I was saying out loud just then.
Yeah. So it was less of an argument and more of a, you can't find her attractive. Look at her. She's trashy and she's blonde and she has big boobs. Yeah, honey, that's terrible.
That's not really a reason to not find her good.
Yeah.
So they released, I haven't watched it yet, but I heard they released the trailer for American Horror Story's new season,
oh.
Apocalypse. I saw it. I was like, oh, I got to watch that. And then I got tied up at work or you know, I think I might have seen it in my feed at work and then never got back to it. But anyways, it returns in just about a month, September 12th
mm-hmm.
is when it comes back. And again, it's got Sarah Paulson, Kathy Bates, Evan Peters, Emma Roberts, you know, Leslie Grossman, Bill Lurie, Jessica Lange. A lot of the same characters we've seen in the other episodes. But it also has Stevie Nicks is going to be in this season, you know. Francis Conroy is in it back again, and then a new cast member in Joan Collins.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I don't know what the plot is, to be honest.
And I'll bet you if you watch the trailer, you wouldn't know either.
Probably
that's
not.
The way they like
the poster is like a baby coming out of red goo and a black kind of hand with the... I don't know.
Let's call it is this going to be like the Antichrist and the Rapture and...
I don't know, maybe. It's Apocalypse, after all.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't even read, like, the names of the act. Like, you know, like, Sarah Paulson's playing three characters. She's playing Cordelia Good.
Is that G-O-O-D-E?
Yes, G-O-O-D-E. Yeah, she was in the third season, Coven.
Mm-hmm.
She's also playing Billy Dean Howard, which she played in Murder House. And then Venable. And then, like...
Wasn't that one of her characters one of the other seasons?
Might have been. Okay. But I'm just saying, so, like, there's no... You can't read it and be like, oh, this is what it's going to be about.
Right.
Oh, this is what it's going to be about. But I've heard...
Is there somebody named Evil? Because, you know, we've got Good.
No. But I've heard it links somehow to Coven, mostly.
Okay.
So, but, anywho. But, yeah, so that's that.
I'm not going to talk about the movie Mom and Dad.
Did you watch any other movies?
Yep.
What?
I watched Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle.
What'd you think of it?
I liked it.
Do you wish it wasn't called Jumanji? Are you okay with it now?
I'm okay with it.
I heard they somehow make the board game transforms into a gaming console.
Yep, they actually explain it. It was not something that I'm like, you got to run out and watch this.
Yeah.
But you know what? It was good.
Give you a good laugh?
It gave me some good laughs. They really sold the video game aspect of it.
Yeah.
Like, everybody looks down, and they each have these three hash marks tattooed onto their arms, and that's how many lives they have.
Yep.
They don't realize that until the first time one of them dies, and then, like, one of those fades away. So you've got three lives. They each, like, they touch their heart, and the Rock does it the first time he taps himself there, and this big screen appears up in the sky, and it tells them what their strengths, weaknesses, and abilities are. So, like, Jack Black's character is the only one who can read the map. Everybody else, it just looks like a blank piece of paper. But Jack Black holds it, and he's like, oh, you can't see that? It's right here, right here. So that person has to do that. You know, somebody's good at climbing. Somebody's good at this. And then they each have a weakness. You know, like Karen Gillan's character is venom. Any type of venom, like snake bites and poison and stuff like that, kills her instantly. Kevin Hart's character is cake. Cake is his weakness. So it actually was really enjoyable. I give it a sell. I don't give it a hard sell, but I give it a sell. Like, actually, I say give it a chance. I was pleasantly surprised. I think it's on Hulu now, which is why I watched. No, maybe I watched it on Stars. Either way.
I think it is on some sort of streaming device right now.
I definitely say, and your kids would like it. I think your kids would like it quite a bit.
Okay.
But, yeah, it made sense, and they actually had at least one really solid throwback to the original, aside from just the board game itself. I give it a sell. Like, check this out, people. That was the only other movie that I watched.
Any trailers?
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Netflix original series called Maniac. I've been waiting for this one for a while because I saw some...
Is it based on the movie Maniac, I wonder?
No.
Okay.
Nope. This is an original story, and it's got Emma Stone and... Jonah Hill.
Okay, I did see like a still for that or something. Yep.
Basically, both of them are messed up. They have things wrong in their heads, and they agree to undertake a drug trial. And the trailer looks awesome.
Okay.
Like, I'm really looking forward to this show. It's alternate lives, alternate realities. They play different roles in different ones. You know, like, it looks like in one of them, they're the high school football star and cheerleader that got married after high school, and now they're all trashy and living in a trailer. One, they look like they're international espionage agents. It's a series, and it looks really good.
Okay.
Check out the trailer.
I will.
I also saw one that it's another Netflix series coming out soon called The Innocents. Have you seen this? Apparently it's this teenage girl who doesn't realize her mother is a shapeshifter, and it's a very rare condition, and it got passed to her and she didn't realize it. So when she touches somebody, she becomes them.
Oh.
And it looks interesting. I don't know if I'm sold on it yet, but it does look interesting. Again, it's another Netflix series coming out this fall.
It stars Guy Pearce.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is weird. I saw a terrible trailer for a Netflix show, movie that just came out and I have no interest in watching, called The Package. Five teenage kids who go out in the woods to drink and do drugs and, you know, have a party. And one of them, like, decides, he's like, look, man, look. He's, like, pissing off a cliff. And he's like, look, man, he's got a sharp knife. He goes, I'm cutting the pee. And then he cuts his dick off. And then hilarity ensues as they try to first get him airlifted out of there. And then, oops, we gave them the cooler with the beer in it instead of his penis, so we've got to get it back to the hospital in time. And things happen like they find an abandoned cottage, and, oh, God, there's a snake in there. Oh, God, the snake bit his dick. Oh, we're going to have to suck the poison out of his dick.
I'm going to watch the hell out of it.
I'm watching it, and I'm like, this is awful.
No, I'm still going to watch it.
The movie or the trailer?
The movie.
Okay. Well, it's on Netflix now. It's called The Package.
It's Ben Stiller's a producer of it.
And then I saw another trailer.
Okay.
Called Slaughterhouse Rules. R-U-L-E-Z. Did you see this one?
No, but I remember.
Simon Frost. Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. Ooh. Yeah. Boarding school that, you know, there's a gate to hell out in the woods. And
yep.
Teachers die and never come back. It's going to be good. I was sold just seeing that they were in it.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I'm watching the trailer. It looks good. I'm excited for that one.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Simon Pegg?
Yeah.
Nice.
And Nick Frost.
I didn't know the trailer was out. I had kind of heard that they were like doing it. Ago. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Check that one out.
Yes.
We'll do that after the show.
Oh.
Other than that, I just had news items.
All right. I got a couple news items. I don't have any trailers to talk about, per se. ABC is going to have a special on on November 4th. It's a two-hour special celebrating the Mickey's 90th birthday.
Oh, wow.
It's his 90th birthday. So it's going – it's kind of harkening back to, like, the Wonderful World of Disney, which I really miss that. Because I remember that's how I watched a lot of, like, Davy Crockett and all those Disney movies, live-action ones, like, back in the 80s when it was on ABC Sunday nights. I'm like, I think they were on at 7, so you could watch them like a family. I kind of wish that was still on.
Yeah.
They still did something like that. I think I would enjoy having – I struggle to sit and watch stuff with my kids because I don't know anything new that's coming out that's kid-orientated. And a lot of the stuff I used to watch, it's kind of hard to find, like on DVD or video or streaming or whatever, you know. And – maybe I'm just nostalgic softy, but I'd love to have something I can sit and watch with my kids. I remember watching TV with my parents. I don't watch TV with my kids.
Right.
Because they all watch stupid stuff.
Right.
Like, right now, Wesley's, oh, Lord help me.
He's this would be your three-year-old, right?
My three-year-old is really into Peppa Pig right now.
What kind of taste do three-year-olds have these days?
None. Clearly none. And then, you know, the bigs, they don't really watch TV. Like, they watch YouTube. You know what I mean? At least when they're here.
Kids. Frickin' kids.
Some things I think were better back in the day. And I'm being one of those old people who's just like, back in my day, it was better because we only had five channels on the remedy. But we did.
When you wanted to change the channel, you had to get up and go over and flick the little
turn
lever.
Turn the dial. Yeah. I mean, you remember watching TV together as a family. Yeah. Families don't do that
things
anymore.
Things like Fraggle Rock or Amazing Stories.
Right. You know? Yeah. People don't do that anymore.
No.
Even like, I hate to say, like The Cosby Show. Like, they even had sitcoms that were family orientated that you could sit down and watch.
Family Ties. Mr. Belvedere.
Yeah. So like, as a kid, you could watch it and laugh. And as an adult, you could watch it and laugh.
Yep.
They don't have that anymore.
Gave you a reason to come together because you couldn't just watch it on demand when you wanted to.
That's the other thing, too, is like, oh, it's Thursday night, it's 8 o'clock, we got to sit down, we got to watch, you know, Cosby Show, we got to watch Home Improvement, we got to watch whatever. Now
Perfect
it's just,
Strangers.
Yeah, now it's just like, oh, let's just queue it up on Hulu.
Right.
Or Netflix when the whole season's there or whatever. It's just, I think we've lost some of that. That kind of sucks.
Yeah, I agree.
Whatever. It is what it is. So anyways, it's kind of cool. I'm hoping it leads to something more.
Yep.
Maybe then making a return to ABC with a Sunday night special, even if it's like once a month or something. Just, and then, you know, the did you read the more information about the Disney streaming service?
The most that I read was that Ant-Man and the Wasp will be the last Marvel movie to appear on Netflix.
Yes.
Starting with Captain Marvel, they're all going to be on Disney
Stream. Yeah, they'll be on the Disney Stream, which is supposed to come out sometime next year, end of next year, I think.
And right now they're scrambling to buy back the rights to Star Wars.
Right.
They can put that on there.
Because they don't have the rights. They sold those rights to, like, what, 2024? I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it's anything from 9, after episode 9 is going to be theirs to put on the stream. It's prior to... and then the Jon Favreau 10-episode Star Wars series, which at $240 million, at $24 million an episode, I feel like it's going to be the most expensive TV show ever for a single season.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Better be good.
It's a 10-hour Star Wars movie. It's got to live up to some sort of hype.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, you know, they talked about the price point. Is probably going to be lower than Netflix.
Okay.
Because they're gonna start with a crawl, not with a run.
Well, not that I'm cheap or anything, but the way I look at it, Netflix offers a lot of stuff. You know, Disney is offering us this specific piece of the pie.
They're offering us their library.
Yes. Yep.
Which so even if they...
Their library.
Yeah.
Their Marvel Cinematic Universe stuff, their ABC stuff, you know... Their particular piece of that.
Right.
Whereas Netflix can pull from multiple sources and has their own original programming, which Disney does not have.
And Netflix, I mean, it's amazing the amount of stuff that they produce and then a lot of shows that they brand as their own that they pull from other countries or whatever. And it's quite surprising.
Yep. I should go back. I said Disney doesn't have their own stuff yet. Of course they do. It's Disney.
Right, it's Disney stuff.
You know what I mean? Like,
what were you getting at? I was getting at
original TV series and such.
Yes.
You know, what have we got? We've got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Well, that's an ABC thing. That's not really a Disney thing. Yeah. You know, and that's still under Marvel. So the Marvel TV shows that they had, those are Netflix shows.
Yeah.
You know, Jessica Jones, Daredevil, stuff like that.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. I was referring less to, you know, Disney has a library of stuff that they can pull from.
Right. And I think
they are making stuff like this is a Disney production kind of thing,
right?
Except for kids stuff.
Which, if they start putting all their Disney Channel stuff on there,
mm-hmm.
like for instance, the Disney Now app, you have to be a cable subscriber to get all the content.
Right.
There's some free stuff, free episodes here and there, but you have to have a cable subscription to get all the content. They don't offer it otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like Nickelodeon has the Nick Jr. app. It's a Nickelodeon app that has the Nick Jr. shows on it, and they have some free episodes, but you have to be a cable subscriber to get them all. Mm-hmm. And then they have the Noggin app, which is $7.99 a month, which is you have access to all their Noggin shows. I told you, Peppa Pig.
That's just crazy.
I was trying to find it streaming to shut someone up. I found the Noggin app, and I'm like, I think it's for $8 a month. I ain't buying that. 7-week free trial, 7-day free trial. Well, we'll do that. But again, the point of getting rid of cable for me. Is, well, I got whatever. The point of people getting rid of cable for now is the cost savings.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I have an antenna. I can draw some channels off that. I have Netflix and I have Hulu. Mm-hmm. And I have WWE Network.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then I subscribe to New Japan World. Those are my four monthly ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Well, New Japan World and WWE Network I can justify because I'm not going to get those on cable.
Right.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
However, when you start doing things like, that's why I don't CBS All Access.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I probably won't know the Disney ones. Because when you start nickel and diming all these different ones, now you're spending just as much as if you had cable.
Right.
And a lot of these, you know, if you have, like for Hulu, for instance, if you had cable, you could, all that shit's on demand as well.
Right.
So the point of cutting the cord is to save the cost, but now if everyone's going to, you know, anywho.
You're spending just as much.
Yeah, you know, I'm spending just as much.
Yeah.
So they cast Batwoman for the CW series next year.
Yeah. Which originally was just supposed to be her appearing in the crossover.
Right.
And then it turned into we're going to give her own show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Okay. It's Ruby Rose.
Yep.
And here's my issue. I talked to Martin and Ronnie and Aaron and a few other guys about this, and some of their contention was that she's a shitty actress.
Yeah.
So that sucks.
Yeah, she really is a shitty actress.
She was on Orange is New Black. She was supposed to have a big role, and then she didn't, and then now she's off the show type of thing. Here's my issue with her. The Batwoman in the comic books, to me, is a thick, sturdy gal.
Mm-hmm.
And Ruby Rose is kind of like a skinny waif of a woman.
We said the same thing about Gal Gadot and Wonder Woman.
True.
No, I'm not trying to defend
Ruby.
No,
you're right. You're right. You're right. But Wonder Woman was never a thick, sturdy gal in the comic books.
She kind of was.
I don't know. See, I didn't get that.
Some of the poses next to Batman and Superman.
Okay.
I got that.
Well, in my mind, I didn't get that. Okay. To me, like, Gal Gadot looked too soft.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think of Wonder Woman, you do think Amazon, because she's an Amazon or whatever. But, yes, pulled it off, looked great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, though. I don't know. We'll see. I'll have to wait and see. I'm curious what they're going to do for a costume. Is it going to be the same thing from the comic book? Are they going to mix it up? Because, I mean, as you see, like, on Flash and everything else, you know, the costumes, like, Flash's costume is pretty damn similar to the comic book. Arrows is, you know,
mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if we're going to get, you know, the cowl, the cape, the red Batman symbol on the chest.
Right.
It'll be interesting to see.
I hope that they don't try to, like, well, we don't want to introduce Batman to the whole universe, so we're going to have her, like, she's dressed like a bat. Or we're not going to use the symbol or something like that. I hope that they don't do concessions like that. Because you get Supergirl with a big fucking ass on her chest.
Right, right. And you've seen Superman in the series. Do you think they'll invite... Do you think eventually you'll see Batman?
Nope. I don't know why.
We never weren't going to see Superman and we have now.
Yep. I don't know why. But they are so anal about keeping Batman out of everything. And I don't know if it's because Ben Affleck has a hair across his ass and like, that is mine, or if it's because of trying to cross the bridge between the Christopher Nolan awesomeness and then, you know, the Zack Snyder not awesomeness. I don't know what it is about Batman, but they have like fought tooth and nail to keep Batman out of this whole Arrowverse more than any other character. And that kind of bugs me.
Well, but the thing is like, you know,
they mentioned him in passing, like, you know, Bruce Wayne. But think about the like news stories that popped up around that. Oh my God, Stephen Amell says they're going to mention Bruce Wayne. Oh my God, he name dropped Bruce Wayne in an episode.
He said Wayne Industry.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, oh, why is this such a fucking big thing?
Yeah. But it was for some reason.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I don't know. To be quite honest, I have no idea who I'd say, oh, she would be a better Batwoman, because I never gave it any thought. But I know my knee-jerk reaction when River Rose's cast was like,
I don't like her as an actress.
Yeah.
I don't like her.
I don't care for her as an actress either.
She's just, yeah. She doesn't have good acting chops. She's mostly there to look either controversial or pretty, one or the other.
But as Batwoman, you know, she's covered from head to toe.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, but hey, at least they hired a real lesbian to play a lesbian character. Except that Ruby Rose isn't, like, full-on lesbian.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I wasn't thrilled about the casting either.
So it just didn't throw me. It just didn't, yeah.
No.
You got anything else?
Just dropped the other day, Netflix announced a series that they've got coming out.
Yep.
Which immediately piqued my curiosity because it says, two times the Paul Rudd. I said, I love Paul Rudd.
I love me some Paul Rudd.
So it's called Living With Yourself, and it's going to be a series in which Paul Rudd plays a loser. Paul Rudd.
I've read something about that, yeah.
And he goes in for a treatment that is supposed to make you a better person. And he wakes up and he's like, I don't feel any different. Well, it turns out that they just, I don't know if they cloned him or what they did, but they basically made a better version of him that's now walking around as well.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, so now he's like, well, wait a minute. That's the better version of him, and he's the loser version of him. So we're going to get to see twice the Paul Rudd. I'm set for that.
Okay, yeah.
And I just read this today. It was kind of interesting. It seemed like a very big thing that just kind of like wasn't handled as a big thing, but they said that Chris Pine and Chris Hemsworth are both now out of Star Trek IV.
Really?
Now, I didn't realize Chris Hemsworth was in there, but apparently this was going to deal with some time traveling where they go back and rescue his dad before the ship blows up. And apparently the two of them have walked away from the negotiating table, as has the studio.
Huh.
Maybe it's changed since I read it this morning, but it said that it seemed like nobody could be happy. You know, the Chris's wanted this, and the studio said nope. And they couldn't reach an agreement, so they walked away. Seems like that's going to be kind of hard to now lose Kirk.
Yeah, you kind of need him.
Yep.
Kind of need him.
So
I really enjoy those Star Trek films.
Yeah. I like them for what they are.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. Well.
So, yeah, that was about it for that. Can't think of anything else, really, that I got going on this week.
Well, neither can I.
Okay.
I'm sure I've read or heard something. It's not ringing a bell. So I guess we'll wrap it up.
All right.
Next week, we're going to talk about this movie called Mom and Dad.
Maybe.
Or it'll be the last episode.
Tune in to find out.
Yeah. On Twitter, I'm Superstar Mel.
I'm the Quantum Geek, G33K.
Thanks.
Talk to you next week.
It didn't pause.
You didn't hit the button.
I'm pushing
it below it, and then you hit a button.
Hit a button, thank you.
But we won't.